This Friday, it's time for Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're boarding the Java train straight to Griffith, the home of the Panthers, to visit the Grindhouse Cafe. We'll be sitting down with Gabe Mouch, the owner and operator of Grindhouse Cafe. He'll be bringing Tracy, his pastry wizard, and Julian, his barista. Time to stop and smell the coffee, taste the pastries. Call in, join the conversation, have a chance to win a gift card from Grindhouse Cafe and Chef Nick's Eatery of Winfield. Chime in, 769-9577. Tune in Friday at 3 o'clock for another edition of Let's Eat. We're coming at you live from our Maryville studio on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Here we are again, another beautiful Friday. It's getting crispy out there. Starting to hear the leaves rustle a little bit. Driving down Northwest Indiana back roads between here and the Lake of the Four Seasons, all the corn is turning brown. We're ready to harvest. Sharon, have you carved any pumpkins or picked any pumpkins or anything like that?
No, I'm working on it. Usually my intentions are always good. I buy a pumpkin, and I end up setting the whole thing out on the steps without carving it. But this time, this year is going to be different.
You got to carve it.
I'm going to carve it.
And you got to actually toast the seeds and everything?
I'm going to do all that. I have a pumpkin carving kit.
You got to light a little scented candle, you think? Or are you going to make some of your own, like pumpkin bread or something, zucchini bread?
I'll probably have...
You probably buy it.
Have somebody else do that.
You probably have Tracy from
Maybe
the Brown Heights Grindhouse Cafe come over and make it for you.
There you go.
So
have the pastry guru do it.
That's right.
Yeah,
folks,
perfect.
Thanks for joining us. We're here on 89.1 FM. We're live in Maryville. This is Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And we are having the Grindhouse Cafe in here. I don't know who he's got working in the shop right now, but we do have a crew of four people in here, and they're here to answer your questions if you call in. I want you to call in, 769-9577. That is 769-9577. And if you call in and you have a good question, you know what? You got a chance to get a gift card from the Grindhouse Cafe and not just one place, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. So give us a call. Here on 89.1 FM, and that's Lakeshore Public Radio. So in the studio today, we have Gabe Mouch.
Hey.
How you doing, Gabe? And Gabe is the owner and operator of the Grindhouse Cafe, and with him is his sister, Katie. And you didn't tell me your last name. What's your last name, Katie?
Mouch Sheehan.
Say that again?
Mouch Sheehan. I have two.
Oh, you have two, so you carry both.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we also have Tracy Cavanaugh.
Yes.
Okay. And she is the pastry wizard of the Grindhouse Cafe.
Ooh.
And then we and we also have Julian, is it Slosh?
Schloss, yeah.
Slosh, and he is the barista of the cafe. Everyone just say hi to Northwest Indiana.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's
Hello.
Up?
Hey, what's
up? So, like I said, we want you to call in, 769-9577, and actually, we're starting off with the caller already. We Carol Krause.
Yes.
From Lowe. How are you doing, Carol?
I'm doing very well, and you?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, it's beautiful. I think it's nice outside. I am enjoying the cool weather. The kitchen enjoys the cool weather. I like the rustling
right
of the leaves.
I'm right there with you.
You're right there with me. I like that. And I bet you down in Lowe, driving down that 9-mile stretch to get down there, it's probably beautiful just seeing all the fall colors.
It is. The trees are just starting to turn in some of the areas, and they really are lovely, especially those sugar maples. You know, they got the early orange colors, and they look amazing.
So, Carol, you got a question for our guests?
I do. You know, some of these onesie restaurants and little cafes and stuff have unique things to look at, you know, while you're sitting there having a coffee or whatnot. So I'm just wondering, what's their motif? What's their things that I can look at?
So you want us to kind of walk you through the decor and the atmosphere?
Yes.
That's a perfect question for Gabe.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, it's a great question for Gabe. Yeah, so when Kate and I pretty much built the cafe ourselves.
Everything we could legally do.
Yeah, flooring, whatever. But we would often say that we want it to be like cool and young and fun in here, but not so cool, young, and fun that our grandma wouldn't want to come here. So there's a lot of like bright colors. We've got a whole wall is a chalkboard with our regular menu. We've got a special menu that we do all these really cool chalk drawings on. Julian, who's here, does most of our drawings there. And we've got a bunch of like old knick-knack toys, a lot from the 80s and 90s up on our shelf. But yeah, really bright walls. We have an orange wall, a brown wall, a red wall, and a blue wall.
And a chalkboard wall.
And a chalkboard wall. We've got a really cool quilt that our aunt made us hanging up in the back with Grindhouse's logo on it.
And you know what, Gabe? Why don't you tell her where you can see these pictures? Because I know you have pictures on your Facebook.
Yeah, we've got pictures on our Facebook. We're really active on Instagram. We take a lot of pictures inside the cafe on Instagram. We're pretty big fans. And we've got a website now.
Yeah, go ahead.
As of like a month ago. Yeah. It's grindhouse.cafe, where we've got some pretty cool pictures and always what our new specials are. But there's a lot to look at, a lot to hear at Grindhouse. We're always listening to something cool and always like interesting people coming in and out.
Now, Carol, have you ever
been
out? You know where the Grindhouse Cafe is?
Griffith, you said.
Okay, and it's right on Broad Street. And you have nice big windows that overlooks the people walking by, the traffic going by. So it's really kind of a nice laid-back. We had Pokro on a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
and
just a block away.
Carol, I'll tell you something about Griffith. I'm from Maryville. I graduated in 1980. And I remember when I used to go through Griffith back then, it just felt like just a railroad town. Now it is totally, totally changed. It's totally changed. It's got more of the feeling of how Valparaiso and Crown Point is with all the little shops and the breweries, and they have a deli out there.
Charcuterie.
Like a walking city.
Huh? Right. It's become a walking city. Now they still have those railroad tracks, but now they put nice little symbols telling you to stop here so you don't get caught on the track. Back in the 80s, they didn't care if you're on the track or not, I don't think.
A lot of pedestrians, a lot of cyclists now.
Yeah, it's an upcoming town.
Hey, how about parking?
Parking, when I went, it wasn't really that big of a problem.
There's a ton of street parking. A
lot of street parking. Yeah. You know, it's nice. You know, you don't always have to park right next to the spot. It's nice if you just park a block away and walk up. You see there's album stores there. There's all kinds of things going on in Griffith.
Two record stores, a couple breweries.
Now,
most of my money that I spend, like, from Grindhouse, it goes directly to Griffith. Like, either to the deli, the two record stores, the comic shop. Like, there's all kinds of stuff to do now.
So, what we're going to do, Carol, is have you ever been to Chef Nick's Eatery?
No.
Okay. So what we're right in Winfield. Basically take the 9-mile stretch right into Crown Point and swing over a little east, and you're going to be right in Winfield. So what we're going to do is going to send you a gift card for Chef Nick's Eatery. You want to come, we have breakfast now. And we're also going to send you a gift card to the Grindhouse Cafe so you can try. I mean, he brought some sandwiches. They're just not all about coffee. They have other things, and we're going to talk about those things. But he brought some really delicious sandwiches. And then we also have Tracy here that does all his pastries. They make the pastries from scratch. So, you know, I'm going to send you this gift card, and this gives you a chance to get out and wander Northwest Indiana. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. I hope you call again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, it was that easy. 769-9577. Give us a call. Ask our panel here from the Grindhouse Cafe some questions. And you know what? You'll probably get a gift card from the Grindhouse Cafe and Chef Nick's Eatery. And the number again is 769-9577. Gabe, can you give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Yeah. I'm 30.
Like where you graduated from?
Yeah,
things
for
like
sure.
That.
Yeah. I went to high
school. I'm a homeboy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went to high school in Griffith, born and raised in Griffith. Graduated in 1999. I was actually named most unique of the class of 99 in Griffith.
What made you so unique?
I was a weirdo in high school.
Okay.
I'm a weirdo now.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, yeah, wearing weirdo plaid pants, and spiked up punk rock hair.
Okay.
But yeah, so Kate and I are both born and raised here in Griffith. I've been cooking my whole life. Kind of discovered craft coffee in the late 90s and... Kate and I went to culinary school together.
Where'd you go?
We went to the Cooking and Hospitality Institute of Chicago,
okay.
Which was Le Cordon Bleu, Chicago.
Right.
And then after that, I did my internship at Three Floyds and then eventually became the head chef there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then did that till 2008. And then Kate and I kind of, from culinary school, had the plan had always been, like, let's open a cafe someday.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of spent the next 8 years kind of working towards that goal of having a cafe.
Now, we've had some coffee shops on. This is probably the first coffee shop that we've had on, Sharon, that actually has, like, a menu. Most of them, it's really, they're like iffy. You know, what they're making, you know, they might have a little panini machine in the back, or some, there's some coffee guys we've had on that don't offer any food at all. This one, I can tell because of your background and your experience, you're trying to blend the two. You're trying to make not just a coffee shop, but a good coffee shop that offers some sandwiches and things like that. And Kate, now your brother's talking for you. I know he's the oldest.
I always let my brother talk.
Okay,
for me.
So
and then I just elbow him if he says something I don't like.
So give us a little more. Are you married? Are you got kids or anything?
Yeah,
like
I'm
that?
Married. Actually, just in January.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've got two dogs, a degree in management.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What else?
I feel like what you're saying about like the panini press and stuff like that, as far as restaurants go, or cafes really, if you do try to tackle food, I think you should make sure the things you're doing them well. Otherwise, it does kind of feel like, I don't know, you're just doing something for the sake of it. And Grindhouse, one thing I really do appreciate it, is like the things we do, we strive to do well, which mm-hmm. feels good.
You know what, I would say, Julian, when I went and visited you guys, you were drawing, and you seemed to be a very good artist.
Thank you.
Give us a little background about yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I graduated from Crown Point High School.
Okay.
When I was real young, I moved around a lot throughout different NWI towns, kind of. And then now I'm settled in Griffith. I have an apartment in town. But as far as art goes, I did AP art classes in high school and stuff like that. I never went to college. I've just kind of been working full time since I graduated. But yeah, art is a big passion for me, which I take out through both the Grindhouse chalkboard drawings, but also I do a lot of my own personal stuff. But yeah.
So Tracy, the pastry wizard, give us a little background about yourself. I see that you have a hat that matches the Panthers colors, but go ahead.
No, I was raised in Hobart.
Okay.
So we have a rivalry.
So we have a rivalry.
We have a brickie here.
Yeah. But now I live in Griffith.
Okay.
I like to say that I'm a Panther now, and it really upsets my mother.
Yeah, because those brickies, they're hardcore, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hold on, okay. So, how long have you been with the Grindhouse?
From the very beginning.
Okay.
So it's 6 years.
6 years, huh?
Yeah.
And you've been, where'd you learn your pastry skills at?
I went to culinary school. I've dropped out of college 3 times, including culinary school.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a lot of trial and error, a lot of research, and just practice.
Well, you know, I find out, too. You know, I went to culinary school, too, and I went to Lafayette. And I found out that I really learned a lot of what I know is by being on the road, working at different places. When I was younger, I did jump from job to job, but I learned. Every place you go to, you learn something and you absorb it. And sometimes when you learn like that, you're quicker on your feet, you're a little bit more pliable, you're willing to absorb. And I heard today that you forgot all our pastries.
It wasn't me. I'm not saying it was Gabe.
It was definitely me.
Yeah. Julian, where'd you learn how to be a barista?
Grindhouse, really. I didn't really care about, I cared about coffee beforehand. I would drink it, you know, but I didn't really understand it was a thing. Especially what it is now. But yeah, at Grindhouse, I learned. Really, the amount I've learned over the past, 2.5 years now?
Two and a half years,
is actually insane to me, really. Like, there's so much information in my head about coffee now that I never would have expected to have had there. And I love it. Like, now it's something.
You're like an open canvas.
Exactly, yeah. It's something I have a huge passion for now. Like, I constantly want to learn.
So we have Casey on the line.
Casey, hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Ladies Gourmet Popcorn.
Where's,
hi, Casey.
Oh, hi. We know you.
And where is Ladies Gourmet Popcorn?
We are literally probably a few stores down from Grindhouse, actually. It's in downtown Griffith.
I went there today.
So what do you like about the Grindhouse Cafe?
Personally, Gabe and all the team knows that I love the cactors.
The what?
The cactor.
The cactor.
What is a cactor?
The cactor, well, technically cactor is an intergalactic purple surfer who swoops into Griffith, Indiana every spring and stays until the end of summer. But
what does it taste like?
no, it's a desert fair frozen lemonade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like this like bright purple drink that people just go nuts over. And Casey is like the biggest supporter.
Yeah, it's a
of
whole phenomenon. For sure.
Yeah, it's insane. People love Cactor.
I love it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
So what? Let me ask you this, Casey. What do you do? What is Ladies Gourmet Popcorn?
So Ladies Gourmet Popcorn is actually a family-owned popcorn shop. Mm-hmm. We actually just added on Relish, which is a hot dog shop. So now we are both a popcorn shop and a hot dog shop.
You want it, Casey? Have you ever been out to Winfield?
We have not.
Okay. So what we're going to do is you got to rip off these guys a gift card for your shop so you can get, what was that called again?
The drink,
the Cactor.
So you can get, we already got rid of it for the year.
Well, you're going to have to find something else to drink.
Casey was not happy.
I know. Yeah. And then, we're going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery so you can try out if you like gluten free or breakfast, pizza, whatever. Just give you a drive out to Crown Point and give us a shot. How's that sound?
And
then I might be around there to visit you soon too.
Oh, that sounds great. Also, you can ask Gabe when he's bringing the cactors back.
next spring. So normally we do it in April, but we actually accidentally shared a meme that one of our customers made about Cactor.
It was my fault.
And it said Cactor 316, and so everybody thought, you're bringing Cactor back March 16th? And I was like, well, no, you know, it's like, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, John 316, like... No, like, we're doing it in April, and then so many people freaked out, we just brought Cactor back early, so...
Why can't you do it year-round? Is it, like, something not in season or something?
So, at Grindhouse, as much as we love giving things that are delicious and great, we love taking them away also.
Right. It does make them more special.
Yeah.
Like the McRib.
Right.
Exactly
like the McRib.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Casey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We also have another caller on the line. We have Allie. Allie, are you there? How are you?
Yes, hello. Good, how are you?
Good. You're calling from Schererville?
Yes.
Great. So how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
It's nice outside. Isn't it nice out there?
It is.
Really you can have the windows open and the car windows open to stop that air conditioning, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take my dog for a walk.
Sounds good. You know, you know what? You come to Chef Nick's Eatery and you come through the drive-thru with your dog, we give him a slice of real bacon.
Nice.
Ooh, and we have dogs that, we have dogs that hang out the window waiting for the bacon.
Like Piggy Pop,
I'm a dog's best friend. So you have a question for us?
No question. I'm just a huge fan of Grindhouse. I love it.
Aw, thanks.
What's your favorite drink to get?
There's the barista asking.
My husband and I try to go once a week, I asked Gabe how long they're keeping those early hours because we love that they open early now. But we try to go once a week, and I just get a drip coffee, but my husband's always trying something new.
Classic. And drip coffee is the only thing that changes every day.
Yeah, so I like that change, too. And then my husband always gets the growlers, and I just, like every coffee that we have at home is we buy it at Grindhouse, so we're just big fans.
Well, you know, we have Tracy sitting here quietly wondering, do you eat the pastries?
We do.
What do you like? What pastry do you like?
The scones are delicious.
The what?
The maple scones.
The scones.
The maple scones. Mm-hmm.
They're the best one.
They're so good.
Tracy, do you guys make those from scratch?
Yeah, everything that we sell, all of the baked goods are made from scratch in-house.
Oh, that's really good.
I've probably seen Tracy making those scones early in the morning, too.
Probably, yeah.
Now, have you ever been out to, I asked this for everyone, I'm going to give you a gift card for Chef Nick's. You ever been out to Winfield?
I have, yes.
Okay, so we're right on Randolph. So what we're going to do is send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield and then out of Griffith, the Grindhouse Cafe, and it's probably should say sandwiches and more. And pastries and all kinds of stuff because they do have a lot of items there. And they have a lot of eye candy because if you go into the place, you can see that all the different colors. And it's very, very, you know, I was very pleasantly surprised when I went there because, you know what, you guys got good traffic, too. You have good walk-through traffic.
Yeah. You know? It's busy, like, I don't want to say all the time, but most of the time.
Yeah, it seems busy.
It was funny when we sorry to interrupt.
No,
when we first opened, I would always talk to Kate and Tracy, and I would always say, like, the thing about a coffee shop is there's always time. So we like stamp all of our own bags because in the beginning, like we had all this extra time, and now it's like, oh my gosh, we have to stamp all these bags. We have no time.
So, Allie, so what we're going to do is we're going to send you out some gift cards to both places. How's
thank
that sound?
Excellent.
Allie, thanks a ton. We appreciate it. Like, it's like the most flattering thing that people love what we do.
And I don't know what Gabe told you about the early hours, but that's just going to be our hours now.
Yeah, he did. And we were so excited because it stinks like trying to get to work and go to a coffee shop, and I don't want to go to the standard ones, and I'd rather support local business.
Thanks.
Thanks, Allie.
Yeah, thank you.
Folks, just call in. It's that simple, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. We have the Grindhouse Cafe here from Griffith. We're here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And they're giving out gift cards, and I'm giving out gift cards too.
You just love giving away stuff.
I do. Yeah. It's something about being in the hospitality industry.
It's awesome.
It's just how it is. You have to give. Get to give, right? Yeah.
You're like Regent Oprah.
St. Nick.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to have people start losing their minds.
So we have Greg from Griffith calling in. Greg?
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, good.
You have a question for the Grindhouse Cafe?
Yeah, I want to know who picks the music when I walk in.
Who picks the music?
It's definitely dependent. Like, some people... Do you come in at the night or in the morning? Like,
usually like late afternoon. And
yeah, at that point, you get a lot of the like closing shifts or kind of just putting on albums that they like. Like, I know I'm definitely, I wouldn't say guilty, but I don't feel that guilty about it. like, if I want to listen to.
Are you guys actually putting albums on?
Yeah, like if I'm
not like records.
Oh, you know, I'm an old dude. I'm thinking vinyl.
Some places do that. We're not that kind of.
We don't have room.
Yeah.
We have too much food. Like, I don't want to like get chicken salad on my vinyl.
Yeah. But if I'm like, man, it's. Really, it's like a nice chilly day, and I want to put on The Cure. I'll put on The Cure, and I don't feel bad about it.
Well, why would you feel bad about it? The Cure is awesome.
The Cure is maybe the greatest band to ever walk the earth.
Yeah, one of them, certainly.
Hey, Greg, what do you when you pull up to the bar over there, the coffee bar? What do you usually get?
Usually, I'm with the kids, and I'm grabbing some
Snickers
for a nice coffee.
Nice.
And how about pastries? You getting pastries or sandwiches?
I'm not so much a sandwich guy. I'm a cookie guy.
You said the snickerdoodles, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one? Your favorite snickerdoodle, yeah.
I get that green tea one. I think that's usually the one I get.
Yeah, that one's good.
Well, Tracy makes them all from scratch. She assured me that.
And the snickerdoodles are vegan, which is crazy.
Yeah. So, Greg, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out gift cards to Chef Nick's Eatery and to the Grindhouse Cafe.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. And folks, thank everyone for calling in. And call 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And give our guest a question to answer. Try to stump them, maybe.
Ooh, yeah, trivia.
So, it seems pretty obvious, but who decided on the name?
I guess technically me. I was the first one to say it out loud.
Yeah.
But
you just had an epiphany?
Well, so not really. So I've worked in craft coffee. Kate and I both worked at our first coffee shop job in 2004.
Okay. What was that at?
At
your competition, probably.
No.
They're long gone.
They're long gone, and it's like a really stupid name of a coffee shop.
Okay.
And I never like to say it, but it was called Cool Beans.
Okay.
Beans with a Z.
Okay.
So we worked there in 2004, 2005, and so we've been in the coffee industry. I stayed to learn more coffee stuff. Kate pursued, like, the manager payroll accounting stuff. But I was working at a coffee shop, and Kate and I were, you know, around 2010 thinking, like, all right, maybe it's time to start thinking about actually doing Grindhouse soon. And so we went to a Coffee Fest, which is an annual coffee festival in Chicago. I have a lot of, like, vendors and a lot of... you can go to seminars about opening a coffee shop, and Kate and I had said, you know what, like, we should do it. And you had to write the name of your coffee shop on your lanyard. And I just typed in Grindhouse because I love, like, Grindhouse style movies.
Uh-huh.
And Kate was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, we should stick with that. And we just did.
That's cool.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So how long you been in business?
6.5 years.
6.5 years?
Sorry.
When's your anniversary come up?
May 26th.
Okay. So it'll be 7 years in May.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Where do you get your – now, you don't roast your beans. You don't do your own roasting, do you?
No. Okay. There are so many places locally that do it so well.
Uh-huh.
We'll just let them be perfect at it.
So where do you get them from?
We do coffee from Metropolis in Chicago is our main purveyor. And then we do Dark Matter from Chicago. And then we do – from Northwest Indiana, we do – Smugglers, we do Dagger Mountain, and we do Small Town.
We've had Dagger Mountain
yeah,
on the radio.
They're great, really yeah. Good. And we get B from Indianapolis. We try to keep it pretty regional. There's one coffee roaster we use out of North Carolina, but other than that, it's all, and we just get them like once every month or two.
Now, the coffees, the beans you get, I mean, are they because you can buy beans that have an almond flavor or have, different flavors on the beans that are roasted. So, Julian, this is probably your area. Do you deal with beans like that? You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Flavored
I do know.
Beans.
Yeah,
you guys do that?
No, we don't. We're like really heavy. We're really into the idea of I wouldn't say that we're snobby about it, but we're really into the idea of kind of educating people on black coffee and like how like the really nuanced, unique flavors you can get.
Purists.
Having said that, if you want to
come in and get... So you're saying purist means like you're just drinking the coffee, but there's nothing really added to
exactly.
that coffee.
Exactly. And if people want to do that, by all means, go for it. And very commonly do you get
I don't
people...
want to do that. I like cream and sugar.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I'm a foo-foo guy.
At the same time, like no matter how we like our coffee, we also all strongly believe to drink what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get a lot of people who come in who, like I've heard many times, people say, I always tried my coffee with vanilla or with cream and sugar. But I just decided to drink your coffee black, and I ended up loving it. And then you see them – like, watching people go through that evolution is actually really cool.
But you mean coming off of cream and sugar and just going straight to black.
Exactly, yeah. And
or even coming down from, like, a caramel frappe
down to
black pour-over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a coffee with cream and sugar, like, to go from something super sweet and flavored to something that at least tastes like coffee.
A lot of that flavored coffee that, like, you're talking about, where, like, you say, like, oh, like, hazelnut flavored coffee, it smells like,
right. It smells great.
Pre-ground. And that will tend to go bad pretty fast. So you lose a lot of the
flavor.
Exactly. Whereas like all of our bags are whole bean, and if you have like just like a basic drip coffee pot at home, we can grind it for you, stuff like that. But all of our stuff we keep whole bean.
And then really fresh. So
yeah,
like what we brewed at the cafe today was roasted like 8 days ago.
Oh really?
So we're like hyper fresh.
I think it's what a 2-day process for getting like Metropolis, for instance, or 3-day.
Yeah. So if I order Metropolis every Sunday and it shows up every Tuesday and roasted on Monday. So what we do is super fresh. It's just like an IPA if you're a beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if in that first 2 weeks that IPA is going to be just banging,
mm-hmm.
and then after that 2 weeks it'll be good. But not what it was in those first couple weeks. And so we try to serve coffee that's super fresh.
Okay. Now, do you have different grinds? Do you get different grinds when you're doing your coffee?
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends. Like by grinds, you mean...
How fine you grind it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like for instance, with espresso, you generally... That's extremely fine coffee. And then as far as like basic drip coffee goes, it's... Kind of, I wouldn't say it's in the middle, but it is closer to the middle.
Kind
it's like
in the
a,
middle, yeah.
Yeah, it's not crazy, super coarse. You get some brewing methods like hand brewing, like Chemex, for instance, which at that point, the grounds you get start to get very coarse. And then I'm sure a lot of people listening know about or at least have heard about cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
That is generally very coarse because it sits for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly what we do is, I would say, espresso-based or drip-based.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a chance to get a gift card from Grindhouse Cafe or Chef Nick's Eatery. Give our gurus some questions, see if they can answer them then. How about this? Is espresso really got more caffeine than regular brew coffee?
As far as I know, that like if you drink a shot of espresso, which is generally 1.5 to 2 ounces like of liquid, it's actually not crazy different compared to like a 12-ounce cup of coffee. You're just getting that a lot faster. The flavor is extremely different, and it's great. But
you like some flavor. You like strong.
Yeah, exactly. But if you get if you're getting even a 16-ounce latte, you're actually getting two double shots, which is that's a lot of caffeine. And a lot of the times people who are coming from like maybe Starbucks, which do as far as I know like half the amount
half
of espresso.
The espresso yeah.
They're like, man, I was up all night because I have to drink your coffee. It's actually not that much different.
So is French roast got a lot of caffeine, or is it just a stronger roast.
It is more caffeinated.
No, the French roast, the lighter roasts are more caffeine, technically, but not a lot. The French roast
As you roast it, it burns it off.
Oh, it burns it off a little bit. It's like burning off alcohol, kind of, but not really. But yeah, it's going to be a little less caffeine, but just more like roast flavor.
Yeah, generally you'll get more, like you said, roast flavor, or you get a lot more bitterness generally. Depends. That stuff gets really involved, but yeah.
I don't want to ignore someone here because I like coffee, but I like pastries more. So Tracy,
I'm a middle child. I'm used to being ignored.
What pastries do you make them all from scratch? What pastries do you prepare, and is it done daily?
We bake everything fresh daily.
Okay.
Every day we have scones, muffins, cookies. We always have a pastry special. Uh-huh. We always have vegan options.
What vegan, like?
Our snickerdoodles are always vegan.
Mm-hmm.
The muffins are always vegan.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you do anything gluten-free?
We don't do gluten-free. Since we do everything in-house, it's hard to be able to separate completely different. So there's too much risk for contamination.
Okay. And do you make I had this delicious, and I'm talking this sandwich, the beef sandwich. The blue cheese beef bomb. Now, do you make that roll that it came on?
No.
No.
The bread we get from Toronto.
And the croissant is something you get in?
Yeah. Right. We buy that in.
So you do mainly a lot of just the pastries.
Just pastries.
Now, do you add any kind of fruits to your pastries, any gels? You have anything like that that's kind of fun?
I'm a
fruity guy.
Jammy Dodgers.
I know, that's how I am.
I make Jammy Dodgers. It's like a shortbread cookie with a jam filling.
Okay.
It's the best cookie she makes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one.
So,
sounds good.
Before we get to Sandy on the phone here, so you can buy the coffee there, right? Like like you would at a grocery store, a whole bean, and you would grind it for them too. And the pastries. Now, are they all by individual, or can you buy packages?
We take orders for pastries, whatever you want. I'll make it.
Okay. So if somebody came up and I said, I want some baklava, you going to make me some baklava?
I would charge you for baklava and I would figure it out.
She would charge you what it would cost to get her to make baklava.
But you can buy the pastries by the package and stuff like that. Sure. So it's just not.
Yeah, we have boxes then. We're always.
How about catering? I mean, like cookie trays, anything like that? You do that stuff?
Yeah.
That's good.
We love catering.
Yeah, I like catering too. Believe me, I do a lot of catering. Catering's actually kind of fun. Yeah. We have Sandy on the line from Griffith. Sandy.
Hello.
Oh, thanks for holding on. How you doing this afternoon?
Okay. All right. How are you?
Really, really good. Got a little bit of coffee. Got a little bit of sandwich in me. I'm ready to go. Get ready for dinner rush tonight at Chef Nick's Eatery. What question you got for us?
Well, I am a regular customer. I come in pretty often with my two daughters, Bella and Gator Princess Chia. And and I was wondering if you have thought about offering gluten-free pastries, because I come in a lot, and I love the sandwiches. I love that you have some gluten-free offerings for those, but I miss my pastries.
It's all you, Tracy.
You put Tracy on the line here.
I'm sorry, Sandy.
We love you.
We love you, and Edie's one of my favorite customers.
Cool. She loves you,
Let me get you off the hook a little bit, okay? And I'm not just saying because, but at Chef Nick's, we do gluten-free. And we have almost 80% of our menu is offered gluten-free. Pastas, pizzas, wraps, hamburgers, sliced bread. We have a lady... I think she's out of Couts now. She makes us our own cupcakes that are gluten-free.
Wow.
So, and we use a different toaster. Awesome. If we toast your bread for a club, it's a different toaster. We have a fryer that we don't put any flour in at all. It's just for French fries. So when you get a gluten-free sandwich, that's where your fries come out of. Look at this great opportunity.
Now I have to come visit you, huh?
Well, you know why you're going to come and visit me? Because I'm going to make it easier for you by sending you a gift card to Chef Nick's, and then you're gonna go back home to Griffith, and then you're gonna be so full that you're gonna have to get some coffee from the Grindhouse Cafe to help you get all that food working through you with all that caffeine. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
So what kind of drink do you like there the most?
You know, I change what I drink pretty often.
She's all over the place.
Sometimes a late night chamomile drinker.
Yeah, late night chamomile drinker. I like, you know, one thing I wanted to mention too, I haven't heard you mention so far. They make their own syrup, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. You know, folks, believe me, folks, we're running out of, we only got 20 minutes left. You know, you need to call in 769-9577. But then in the meantime, I got to get more questions in here.
Yeah, we're popular.
Okay.
So, Sandy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you out a gift card to Chef Nick's and Grindhouse Cafe, and they'll be out in about a week or so. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful. And Thank you so much.
And I'm glad you called, and hopefully I hear from you again.
All right.
So,
thank you.
You were talking about calming down. Now, is there a coffee that makes you calm?
No.
Nah. Decaf. Nah.
They're all very pleasant.
It has caffeine.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nothing like that. But how about
teas? Yeah.
Okay.
Tea,
we have drinks. A lot of other places do them, but I feel like I haven't seen as many in-depth tea lattes as we do. Like, really, and I've been to a pretty decent amount of coffee
shops. Most places just do, like, matcha and chai.
We have quite a bit of decaf ones. Like, right now we've got a, it's called Red Priestess, and it's a rooibos, which is like a red decaf tea. Tea latte with vanilla, and it's those drinks hot are so calming. I love drinking those at night. They're like just soothing, very pleasant, warm flavors.
So you do have another category. You just don't do coffee. You also have teas.
Yeah. we have a lot of loose leaf teas. A lot of people who come
about
in,
36 different loose tea options.
Yeah, asking like, oh, what kind of teas do you have? And when we show them we have a whole shelf full of like green teas, black teas, herbal teas. It's really awesome. And it's cool. You get a subcategory of people who are really, really into tea. Who are usually very pleasantly surprised by the amount of options we have available.
Now, you sell the tea also retail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sell by the ounce.
So what tea is going to calm me down? Which one's going to calm me down?
Probably any of the red teas and
I'm drinking this coffee. I'm getting all hyped up, huh?
Yeah. I would say any of the herbal teas, like chamomile, for instance. We have one called cinnamon plum, which is really good. All of those decaf teas generally have, like, calming effects, you know, not necessarily medicinal or anything, but.
So, since you're Debari, so I'm going to ask you this question, and I think I know the answer.
Okay.
But they say tea, it's actually got more caffeine than coffee. They say 1 ounce of tea compared to 1 ounce of coffee, the tea has 40 times more caffeine than that same ounce.
That's
ounce
definitely
per ounce.
That's definitely an incorrect statistic.
We're going to have to cut you off, Nick.
I know.
Some teas are highly caffeinated. Like, you get a lot of black teas that are definitely very caffeinated, and there's one tea in particular, it's called, it's like a cascara tea, and it's actually made from the fruit of like the coffee cherry, which also has a decent amount of caffeine. I would say probably on the higher end, if not the highest end of caffeine. But no, most tea will not be more caffeinated than coffee, if any, really.
So, Tracy, I'm going to wake you up.
Yes.
Now we're getting into the fall time. Are you doing any kind of seasonal items, any seasonal pastries?
Right now we have pumpkin muffins, and they're my favorite muffin.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
I see somebody over here.
We have blueberry
drooling.
All year round, and then I throw in a couple other ones, but pumpkin's the best one, and it's only around this time.
Now, describe the muffin. Is there any kind of icing or anything on that muffin?
It
is there nuts in it, or is there...
No nuts. It does have a cobbler topping on it, though.
Oh, do they?
If someone didn't forget the pastries, you would have gotten to try one, Nick.
Tracy.
Oh, man.
I
think they're just
going
to
have to. You know what? I'm just messing with you. You know, it's a lot of work. You know, you guys got to drive out here. Things get forgotten. Believe me, I forget things all the time.
Same.
All the time. So, Mr. Barista here, what kind of milk do you like to use to froth? You know, I did have a little dabbling with, you know, espresso machines, because I used to work in delis. And back in the 90s, the delis thought they can be cappuccino bars.
Yeah.
You know, you've probably seen them at some of the grocery stores.
Yeah.
You know what? They all failed because they didn't devote themselves to it. And they're training people like me and people are just, you know, that really don't care to try to froth. And, you know, and I was a terrible – I wasn't that good at frothing. Actually, at the end, I started using heavy cream. I thought it would help me more.
Man, steaming milk's hard.
Tell me what's the best one.
Whole milk. Best one. As far as drinking it goes, I don't love whole milk, but steaming it is the best by far. Skim milk is kind of a pain.
What, the skim milk froths better?
It gets so much. Yeah, it's foamier, but I would not say in a more pleasant way. I think whole milk is definitely the most. You can work with it. If you want a cappuccino, it's real foamy. Like, whole milk's the way to go. You want a latte that's really smooth? Whole milk's the way to go. That said, there is great milk alternatives out there. Right now, oat milk is like a big boom in the coffee scene. It's great. It's really easy to work with. It tastes good. Almond milk, I also do not hate.
But let me ask you this real quick. Now, will those froth? Will almond milk froth?
Yeah, almond milk can be pretty thin.
Almond milk can be okay.
The only one I would say is like pretty much a no-go. We had coconut milk very briefly, and that one was very difficult to steam. It's so thin, and it's almost basically like trying to steam water. And if you tried to get, like, for instance, a soy milk, or sorry, a coconut milk cappuccino, it's going to be real difficult. We can do our best for sure, but it's it was hard.
So, Kate, are you do you get in there and grind and froth and bake, or are you more the number person?
More the number person, the repairman, the
numbers, repairs,
like, everything. Every once in a while, like if they need sent out for breaks or whatever, I'll
cover
end up
a little
stuck
bit
there for a while. But
she's capable of all of it.
Yeah. So, Gabe, do you add any like fresh fruits to your coffees or anything like that? Anything really weird when you do your coffee or your teas or anything like that?
Not really. Like,
do you do slushies?
Earlier,
do you do those?
We do smoothies.
There's
and
another
then we
category
do the
I didn't even know about. I know we talked about the cactor, but that was so foreign to me. If she would have said smoothies, I would have understood.
Cactor's literally from outer space.
Yeah.
But we, you know, like the
who
caller,
does the smoothies? Is it Tracy? Is it
we use closest. A mix. It's a really good mix. Uh-huh. It's just an all fruit puree with a little bit of added sugar.
Is the cactor a smoothie?
It's a frozen lemonade.
It's more. Yeah, it's like similar. Yeah, to a slushy. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's more like a slushy. But go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Soups. Do you do soups?
I was gonna ask a quick question. Oh, just about the going back to the steam milk thing. When you steam though, it kind of doesn't it dissipate into the air? How do you get it into the glass?
You do. So it doesn't. No, it doesn't dissipate. It does get. You actually raise the volume.
Right.
So
you're adding air to it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it actually one of the coolest things that you'll ever experience. Like if you. If you're in, I'll let you do it, or I'll show you. When you steam,
that'd be cool.
When you steam milk, you get it. It fills up the pitcher, but it feels lighter. It's so it's such a bizarre, like, cerebral experience because you're feeling it this container, but it feels like you're holding air. It's so I don't even know how to describe it.
It's
really
like making
insane.
Whipped cream out of heavy cream.
Yeah.
Are you doing
something so mundane that's actually really interesting?
Yeah, you're just incorporating air, and there's sugars and fats, and just holds it, and it makes it like poofy.
Like
a meringue almost.
Frothy or something.
Folks, we got about 15 minutes left. Call in 769-9577. That is 769-9577. Any coffees that are spicy hot? Like when you drink it, it's got that hot flavor.
We
like
do
Tabasco.
Have a. We haven't done it in a while, actually, but we have a latte that has cayenne in it and cinnamon.
And cinnamon and cayenne.
It's like it's
chocolate.
Called the
and
what
chocolate.
Is it? The Luchador.
The Luchador.
Yeah, it's chocolate, cayenne, and cinnamon, which you also have pastry versions of. Basically, we have a cookie and a brownie.
Version of that.
You
drink.
Were talking about that. Now, Tracy, you guys pair? Is there like you know in wine they do pairings and stuff? Do you guys do that with your coffees or anything? You could pair you.
We don't really do a formal pairing.
Uh-huh.
It's,
do you do suggestions like, hey, you got to get this spicy whatever, you should have a slice of bread? Or
if anybody were to ask me, I'd be more than happy to give them a suggestion as to what goes with it.
Okay.
But really, like, a pastry is going to go good with a coffee, period. You know, that's just...
Who you guys like to dunk? I love to dunk.
Dude, slam dunk like MJ.
Yeah.
Space Jam.
We get, standard. I've never done it. It's actually a... It's kind of bizarre to me, but I've definitely found like mugs, and I'm like, oh, this person was definitely dipping their scone in that coffee. I wonder if that was good.
Oh, yeah. I take a loaf of bread and just put butter on it and just dunk it in my coffee.
Well, scones, it seems you kind of have to dunk them because they're
so dry,
and, you know, you
not
just dunk them once.
Wizards.
Yeah, I love our scones.
Yeah, they're like real buttery and like dense and kind of biscuity.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
Now, your water out there, you just use the regular, or you do something different? You have reverse osmosis?
We filter
osmosis.
Our water, yeah. Okay. We don't do reverse osmosis, although sometimes... Sometimes I think, I want to do reverse osmosis, but we don't. We have a taste and odor filter for our coffee that cleans the water up pretty well. Griffith water is great, so you don't have to do a ton to it.
Right. I wish we had it out where we were.
I'm sure, yeah.
So do you have like any kind of like loyalty programs, anything like that, punch cards, anything?
Yeah, we've got a punch card. It's buy 10, get one free for drinks, just drinks.
You hear that, folks? 769-9577. Call in, get a gift card, and then they got a punch card, so they'll help you on to your next free item from the Grindhouse Cafe. Now, do you steep?
We do. We do a cold brew, but we don't do it for our iced coffee. We actually do it for a toddy concentrate that ends up going into like frappes and stuff like that, which are also very popular. That we mix with an ice cream base. But we don't generally serve. In fact, we just don't serve cold brew, which is like the steep method where you let it sit for 16 hours.
Any kind of you guys? What do you prefer? Ceramic to drink your coffee out of? Glass?
Ceramic.
Yeah.
Everyone. Now, if you're sitting there. How does the coffee come? Does it come in styrofoam, ceramic, or you have a choice?
If you want a mug, you get a mug.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah. If people want, like, oh, I might, you know.
I mean, they can
get
my mug on a mug.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Go for it.
I've got mugs with my mug on it.
I actually read a great little article recently in this book that was gifted to me from Grindhouse, actually. And it said that there's like a whole science to, like, if you drink your coffee out of a mug you enjoy looking at, basically, mm-hmm. it tastes better because your brain is awesome.
And your brain is just good.
It just makes it taste better, yeah.
Okay, we're down to our last 10 minutes. 769-9577, 769-9577. Water temperature. What is the proper water temperature when you brew coffee?
So we're like crazy people.
Okay.
So all of our drip coffee goes out at exactly 201 degrees.
Okay.
And then our espresso is 201.5 degrees. Mm-hmm. So all of our water is to the degree. All of our espresso is to the half degree.
Because you don't want it to be boiling water.
Yeah.
Because that destroys it, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, pretty much you want anywhere between like 195 and 205 for like perfect coffee extraction.
A lot of people ask us like why their coffee isn't tasting as good at home, and a lot of people use Keurig. Because it's so convenient. It's very popular, but Keurig actually really does not get super hot, so it'll barely extract any flavor at all.
Really, most home brewers.
Yeah, is often the reason that your coffee is not tasting good. It's because of that water is not hot enough to extract any flavor.
So you kind of touched on this syrup thing. So I think a caller, again, 769-9577, call in. Now, what was she talking about?
We make all of our own syrups. There's a couple we don't make that we just get in, like hazelnut.
And what do you use it? What do you use the syrups for?
We, for any sort of latte, yeah.
Or coffee, yeah.
Or a coffee, but...
We've done crazy ones. We made I know Gabe's favorite, was we actually made a Dr. Pepper simple syrup.
Oh, nice.
Which was awesome.
Dr. Pepper reduction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've done, like, a bourbon reduction. We've done bourbon syrups. We do an oak syrup.
We did hop syrup.
We did a syrup out of hops from one of the local breweries.
We made a curry syrup.
Orange
syrup. Latte, yeah. It's really great.
Yeah, we get weird.
Weird. Well, it's better to get that way, right?
Yeah.
No,
it makes a difference.
It's really, and those like weirder drink specials, like the curry and orange, which is called the curry little thing called Love. You'll get it like the first year, no one buys it. Like they read it, they're like, you know, not for me. And then the next year, more people try it. And then the third year, like everyone's getting it, and they're all like, man, this is so good. You really like people, even just from us, really start to like branch out, and it's really cool. Like they love it. I don't know.
I feel like lately people are just diving in. Like we sold so much of the Elixir of the Feywild, which was almond tea latte it was a bancha green tea with almond syrup and cinnamon. It was the first time we ever did it, and it went wild.
Yeah.
So I think people are like figuring out to just trust us.
Being brave most of the time is honestly a great idea, especially with drinks. There's not a lot of, there's a lot of bad stuff.
When it comes
out there,
to Grindhouse and Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, absolutely.
Just be brave.
Now, that coffee that you had me, the one that I thought was bold, nice way of putting it, what, you said it was like aged in a barrel or something like that?
Yeah, so go ahead, Kate.
Why are you pointing at me?
Kate wants to talk about it.
It's a barrel-aged coffee from Smugglers in Lowell. It's excellent.
What? Now is that age-barreled?
Before they're roasted. Yeah. The beans, when they're green, sit in a barrel. Usually, like, whiskey is very popular.
So they sit in the barrel green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And then they absorb. So, like, a lot of the time you don't want to use, like, higher quality beans for that because it's honestly pointless. Most of your flavor is coming from the barrel. So you don't need, like, a very interesting Kenyan coffee, for instance, to get that flavor. But you get, I think the one we have now sits in a barrel. It's a bourbon barrel, I think. And then before that, there was a beer in it. So you get a lot of complex flavors. I actually had once served a guy barrel-aged iced coffee, and he called an hour later wanting to make sure there was no alcohol in his drink because he didn't want to get in trouble at work because it tasted that much like whiskey. It was really great.
It's different. I never even thought about doing a barrel-aged coffee.
Yeah, new roastery out in Lowell.
Because you hear that with the beers now. You know, they're putting the beers in the whiskey barrels and things like that. I mean, me and Sharon have tried some beers lately in the last year or two.
Oh, yes.
And there's some, you know, I've never heard of that either. So, you know, it's something I never knew
I think
about that.
It's really cool. And I don't want, like, in 2018, like, just current times, people are really, like, pushing the envelope as to what
Everything.
Craft beverage can be.
Right.
And it's so interesting to be a part of it that people are, like, getting weird with coffee and beer, whiskey. It's great.
We're coming down to the last 5 minutes.
It's
call
like a
in.
Fast time. So what's this? You've probably already talked about it, I'm sure, and I've been answering the phone. But so what is this that I'm drinking? It looks like black coffee.
That might be the barrel aged.
That's the barrel aged.
Yeah, it's the barrel.
That's bold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's absolutely crazy. It's so great.
Yeah, Smugglers was at the cafe doing a little talk last Saturday, and then he said he ages them for 5 to 7 months.
Before we get to this next caller, what are some of your future plans? Busting out the walls? Anything like that?
most of my future plans involve just hanging out with dogs. we're really into, like, we're just happy
right now
where we're at. You know, every once in a while I think, oh, we should have another location, and then Kate's not really on board, and then sometimes Kate thinks, oh, we should do another location, and I'm not on board. And so right now we're just into making really good coffee on the corner of Broad and Columbia.
The whole time we've been open, it's really just been like, let the cafe grow organically. Like, things will come up and we'll be like, yeah, let's do that. Or, no, that sounds terrible. I don't want to say we don't plan, because that makes us sound like, I don't know.
No, I understand. You want to get really solid before you even think about anything.
Not even necessarily that. We just want to be happy, you know. More locations, more problems.
We're not looking to be millionaires. We just, like, I don't know, we like what we do.
Yeah.
And recently we've done two basically educational programs, one of which we had Counterculture come out and do like a coffee cupping, and then we had Smugglers come out, and those both went really well. So we'll probably try to do stuff like that in the future. Yeah.
You know, real quick before we get to Walt, give us your address and a phone number.
Yeah, we're at 146 North Broad Street in downtown Griffith. It's the corner of Broad and Columbia, and our phone number is 219-595-5678. I almost accidentally gave my cell phone number online.
And let me ask you, hours of operation.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, we're open from 6 in the morning till 9 at night, and then Saturdays, we're open from 7 to 7, and then Sundays from 7 to 6.
So, Walt, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Calling all the way out from Portage, Indiana.
Well, that's not that far.
For me, it is. When you get older, everything seems like it's a trek. Let me ask you this. Have you been out to the Grindhouse Cafe?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You got a question for these guys?
Yes. You know what I got? Have they ever considered, or have they been asked if they've had sorghum being used as sugar instead of sugar?
I've never heard of that. I've heard sorghum. Of sorghum beers as a gluten-free option.
I picked up some from Nashville, Indiana, and I've been using it in my coffee, and it's been unbelievably awesome.
Does it make it taste sweeter than regular sugar to dissolve better, like that?
It dissolves better, but it doesn't make it any sweeter. The intensity isn't really as bad as I thought it might be trying it. It's got a little bit different, maybe a maple-ier taste, because I think it's more base behind that. But I thought, wow, that'd be interesting. I wonder if there's anybody else considers doing that.
Well, I can see that you planted a little bit of something in their minds, because they're all like, their eyes have kind of rolled up and they're kind of thinking about it right now. And you know, we've had some coffee people on, and this is the first time I've had that question asked to us.
Yeah. We're always like open to looking into things that we aren't familiar with.
So what we're gonna do, Walt, we're getting towards the end of the hour here. I don't know if you've ever been out to Winfield, but I'm gonna send you a gift.
Yes, I have.
You have. Okay, great. Okay. So I'm going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, and that's over by the Lake of the Four Seasons over there on Randolph, and to the Grindhouse Cafe out of Griffith, the home of the Panthers. And this gives you a couple times to get out of Portage and travel some other areas of Northwest Indiana. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So hopefully I'll hear from you in the future. We'll be on next Friday, too, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're down to the last couple minutes, so I'm going to give the floor over to Gabe. You got the last minute, just tell us something.
Oh man,
tell us all the things you know.
Tell you all the things I know. God, this I'm feeling
any brain, event, everything you learned at Cordon Bleu.
No, any,
oh god,
any events that might be coming up? Are you got do you have bands in there? Do you do anything like that? Anything
we
that might be special?
We don't really do any bands. Man, what do we do that's special?
You do everything special.
We're just charming. Yeah, we've got all of our pumpkin stuff now. Man, I feel like I'm so on the spot.
You're not on the spot. I'll say it for you. Folks, you need to go to the Grindhouse Cafe. It's got eye candy, which is all very colorful, very pleasant atmosphere. It's on the corner where you can be people watching. Got a great barista over here in Julian. Got a great baker Tracy. The things taste good. Most coffee bars don't have good sandwiches, and they got great sandwiches.
Yeah, they're awesome. I'm looking on Yelp, too. The blue cheese bomb, you're getting great reviews.
It's perfect weather for coffee.
Like, perfect
come
weather.
Come sit down if you got a day off, or just you can hang out, drink coffee, and look out the window. It's a great experience.
Yeah, so a lot of Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, our breakfast is really killer as well. Breakfast,
well, you know, that's great. The thing. Stop in. Griffith is different. Griffith is a little bit more laid back. I think you would really enjoy yourselves out there. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
From the Grindhouse Cafe, spending the afternoon with us. I know we're all taking time out of our busy day, and it's kind of hard to trek out here. So I want to thank everyone out in Northwest Indiana for joining in to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Sharon Jackson. And ciao.